Welcome to the Dirt Bike Burrito Podcast. I am Jeremy. This is Will Price. Now, young fella, absolute legend, little rocket bunny on the quacker. And it's really cool to see him back racing. He had a massive, almost head tear offery crash. So for him to be back on the bike, it's another one of these guests that we're talking to coming back from injury and to get an insight to what it takes mentally to get back into it. His body is getting there, but mentally to be more aggressive, to attack obstacles. This is a little cool chat to see. And he's a young fella, real spry, a little whippet. So to even know that he's pulled back a little bit, it kind of gives us old dogs a kind of that perspective that, you know, this kind of mental race and toughness does come like over time. So, Will, you're a legend. Can't wait to see you back at full race pace. As always, we can't do this without our supporters. B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Motor and Suspension, Acherby's Australia, and Adventure On Stall. Tumut, yes. Ilya coming to Tumut. We've told you that enough. Transmoto. Super excited. Kosciuszko, even more excited. There are so many rules now that people should really pay attention to. Hard Enduro Australia have put together a good post that I was reading and trying to get an idea of all the regulations and things like that. So I know it's boring, but we really want to keep racing in Australia. It's so important. It looks like insurance is going to be the killer if we don't pull our heads in. So go check out Grassroots and they'll get a link over, or, you know, Enduro Australia or all these other kind of social media groups, and you'll find a link to the breakdown. It is important that we just pull our heads in and race. It really shows the nanny state we kind of are in, but at the same time, it's common sense. It's kind of a weird mix, and I don't want to get into it. Otherwise, you know, I'll start putting my tinfoil hat on and talking about how submarines were actually created by little green men. Anyway, enjoy the episode. Thank you, Will. Love you long time. And get out there. Cheers. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Burrito Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is season 5 of this crazy podcast that we started so long ago. Myself and Alex are the hosts, and we appreciate your time. And everyone that gets on this podcast, we share stories from desert racing, flat track, hard enduro, regular enduro, all forms of motorcycles. We try and bring everyone together and have a yarn. Really just share the stories, get everyone pumped for a weekend, or recap on what just happened over the weekend. There's so much racing in Australia and we're very proud to be a part of it and to bring you it. So thank you for tuning in. Like in life, we get a bit excited. The guests get a bit excited. It's a bad language can come out. It's unfortunate. We do apologize if you don't like bad language, but shit happens. Thanks to the amazing support we have from not only you, the fans, but companies here in Australia, we wouldn't be able to make this happen. So thank you. Please remember to share all the episodes that you like, because it doesn't just give us the exposure, but it gives the riders the exposure. And that's what they really need. We need to get the events out there. We need to get the riders out there so we can bring more attention to them and help them grow their career. So once again, welcome to season 5. Hope you enjoy. Strap in. It is going to be an epic year. And get after it. Cheers.
All right, we are back. Will Price, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, mate. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm fine, man. Like, I'm not the one that's raced on the weekend, but
yeah, your body probably feeling a lot fresher than mine is right now.
Oh, mate, look, it's been interesting talking to so many different riders now the start of the year, because it's been getting different perspectives from how everyone's started. And I think you're probably in the same category as guys like, you know, Brody Waters and Corey McMahon and all these guys who have come back from an injury straight into the first round of racing. And so how's that been for you?
Oh, yeah. We've certainly been thrown in the deep end. It was definitely a challenge. I'd only ridden a bike for 3 weeks before the weekend. So we were coming in well underdone in terms of that, just trying to find my feet again back on the bike. But hey, that's how the cookie crumbles, and we still turned up for round one, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we've kind of had that chat about your injury and getting back into it. How do you feel percentage-wise your body and your mind is going into first round?
Oh, I would have been like maybe like 70%, I reckon.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, just, yeah, well under par, that's for sure. It's tricky. I didn't realize how different it would be going from practicing to racing, like the intensity on the weekend racing was certainly a lot more than I expected compared to when I've just been riding on the weekends.
Yep.
And yeah, just pumped up, couldn't hang on, not used to pushing to the limits and not comfortable at pushing those limits yet either.
Right, okay.
So yeah, that was certainly tricky to manage and play it safe. Yeah. I definitely was on the conservative side of just getting through the weekend clean so then we can keep building throughout the year.
Wow, it's an interesting kind of dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was really tough. It's frustrating. Like I was talking to Andy about it and yeah, we're both coming in underdone and just little things on the track that you would normally just commit and send and that kind of thing that you just like don't feel confident to actually have a crack at. So just try to play it safe and yeah, we made it through the weekend.
Do you have any examples of that? Like what are you kind of referring to?
Oh, there was heaps of sections on Saturday on our track. It was right along the edge of the creek bank and it was sick fun. I would have loved to be able to send it all properly, but there was lots of like little jumps and gaps over holes and the various like mounds on the banks and jumping logs and bits and pieces that just like I was being a pussy. It's as simple as that. Just not committing and yeah. That definitely cost a lot of time compared to the other boys.
Which is, once again, it's one of those things where it just takes that time to get the confidence back, like anybody comes back from an injury. But it is interesting saying that you've had to really tone it back. Seeing as last year, you're such an aggressive little rider and really taking a lot more risks to see how far you've kind of come back. Does it kind of worry you leading into the season or does it make you like hungrier?
Not really. It makes me a lot more determined because we know where we can get to. There's obviously, like last year, we showed that we can run it up in the top 10. So we just got to get back and put in the hard yards now and get back to that point again.
And so what's that going to take?
Just a shitload more grinding.
Did something that Stell would love to hear, all that extra time on the bike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, might not be getting as much work done at work, but that's all right. We'll be having fun on the weekend.
Yeah, and so over the weekend, what did you think you learnt the most about kind of where you are, both physically and mentally?
Probably just accepting the fact that we were coming in underdone.
Yeah,
right. That was the biggest thing of just learning not to overdo it and just like be happy of where I am at the minute and roll with that because yeah you can't overdo it and then make those big mistakes that you're not ready for,
which I mean it's a cool lesson to learn at this early on as well because you've got such a big season ahead of you, so to be able to pick that up now is I guess it's a great thing.
Yeah and I feel like we've got a good foundation of what we figured out on the weekend and now we can go back and do our homework and just try and move forward and build on that now.
And so then what about the bike? How did the bike feel?
The bike was good. The bike is not the issue, it's the rider. So yeah, last year obviously we've been on the same platform for the last 3 years, so we've certainly got the foundation there ready to go. Yep. A few little changes coming into the start of this year with our suspension setup, but otherwise, that's fine.
Wow. I mean, that's so cool to hear, though, that the bike is just ready to go the way it is.
Yep.
And, I mean, you've got a great teammate as well, Bo Roston. That's really something special to be able to lean on him as well.
It's awesome to have Bo part of the program this year. I really, really, really look up to him and love, like, learning off him and listening to his stories because he's got so much experience.
Oh, yeah.
Not only in the off-road, but the desert and motocross with him growing up through that. So it's been awesome to kind of lean off of him and, use him as a mentor. And he's just an absolute cracking bloke too. So the team vibe is unreal.
Which is what you want, especially coming in. You know, you've got all these doubts and little demons talking in your head already. So to have a really good team behind you is really kind of benefit you so much throughout the year.
100%. And Stell's been awesome too. I've just been nurturing and helping guide my more so like mental capabilities and just being like, look, like don't do anything silly, just be grateful for what it is. You're only 5 months coming back from just about snapping your head off, so just gotta take it easy.
And Is that hard for you to hear, or is it because it's coming from these guys, you can actually really take it on board?
It is hard to hear. It's frustrating because you just want to go out and absolutely send it. But then I'm not ready for that yet either. So I've still got to go and do a lot of training and, to be able to do it at full potential.
And does that mean then, like, when you go train now, you have something to cue you, to remind you to slow down and kind of like relearn the basics, or is that a struggle as well?
I think I'm definitely more conscious of it, and having the time off the bike to reflect has been really handy. So now I've like got like a slightly different approach of going out and just sending it. Now I like break things down and analyze it a little bit more. So that's kind of the approach we're taking at the minute.
Mate, you sound like a matured rider.
I've been doing it a while, believe it or not.
No, I don't believe that at all. That's a lie. Why are you lying to me, brother? I mean, but it is. I mean, it's interesting when you start talking to like younger riders like yourself. You know, yeah, you want to send it and be all crazy, and like it works. It's worked really well for you in the past. But then you start talking to the older riders who start kind of doing analysis on what's that risk versus reward kind of thing. And it sounds like you're starting to implement that more in your racing.
Yes. Yes, definitely. It was really interesting on the weekend watching the differences between the likes of Milner and Kyron. And Milner's just super silky, effortless. Looks like he's not even going that fast, but he's smoking it, just carrying momentum everywhere. Whereas Kyron, he's just like full gas, like fast, but full gas, using all his energy. It's crazy the difference when he comes back spent and Milner comes back fresh as a daisy.
Mm. And I guess that's that exposure to overseas racing and things like that. He's got that kind of that European speed, that kind of different mentality of racing compared to here.
Yeah, definitely on the weekend tracks too, because they were like a little bit technical and sketchy in spots. It was like you couldn't make a mistake and you couldn't rush it at all either. So Milner just absolutely excelled with his style.
And is that then? I guess for you, it's another cool rider to watch and follow. And for him to come back and mix it up, it's just one of those riders that you'll really benefit from.
100%. I'd love to be able to like you use him and actually go riding with him a little bit and learn off him too.
Oh mate, wouldn't we all?
Yeah, it would be sick.
So then, what does your year kind of look like?
So now we just pretty much go back to work, and we got VORC coming up in a couple weeks, and then I think GNCC is only a couple weeks after that, then AORC straight up, and yeah, just continue with all the major events for the year. Hopefully be back in full swing at Pekin by Hatter.
Mate, that's awesome. And it is a full, I mean, VORC, AORC, GNCC. I mean, you're doing all the acronyms. We'll just keep going, the ABC and everything else. But then to line up to Hatter, is that your peak? Is that where you want to be at, like, both mental and physical fitness?
Yeah, I'd love to be there at the top for Hatter. That's definitely the standout event. And I feel like that's enough time to be able to get a good few months under us and be back at our full potential again.
Well, look, that's exciting, mate. It's funny because we talk about Hatter like it's so far away, but I guess for you guys in racing, it really isn't that long for you to get ready.
No, it's going to be on us before we know it. It's crazy. The year's like already started, and yeah, that's come around quick enough.
All right. Well, look, man, look, I'm so glad to hear you're back, you're fighting fit, and hopefully just more time over the bars will help you kind of get into that mind state to be able to race and be back where you were before.
Yeah, that's it, mate. We're pretty determined, so hopefully we can work our way towards the pointy end.
Beautiful. All right, man. Well, look after yourself, brother, and I can't wait to see you out there.
Perfect. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.